So, Tim, you live in a nice natural spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Lots of nature around where you live?
Yeah, I'm from Oregon. There's lots of nature. There's not a lot of towns, really.
And do you take advantage of it by doing any outdoor sports or activities or anything?
Yeah, I try to. Like, me and my friends, we go hiking, we camp, we backpack, snow camp, snowshoe, all kinds of stuff.
Really? You snow camp?
Yeah, we snow camped before, yeah.
So do you stay out or do you stay in a cabin or how do you do
No,
that?
usually we go out. A lot of times it's snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. We go out and we build a little hut, basically by digging down
Really?
and go underneath and stay there for the night and come out. It's really cold.
Do you pull a sled behind you or do you carry your stuff on
Usually
your
we just
back?
put a pack on our back, yeah.
Wow. I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's cold. And usually you don't enjoy a lot of it until you're done. And when you're done, you think, ah, that was a great experience.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. But so is it very different from summer camping?
I think the biggest thing is that when you go out there, it's really, really silent. You don't see a lot of things out and about because it's cold. So it's just really quiet. It's really, really peaceful.
Is it safe? Can you die?
Yeah, it's relatively safe. I mean, people do die doing it, but for the most part, it's really safe. One time, we were caught in a pretty bad storm, and we were
Really?
coming back. The biggest thing is we came out, and our car was covered in snow, and we couldn't get out. So that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's.
Luckily, the cell phone worked, though, and we were able to eventually get out. But we had to dig the car out and call some people to come out and help us.
So do you follow a trail or do you
Sometimes it just depends. Sometimes we just use navigation systems and just go out and go and just pick points and go for it. And sometimes we follow like ski trails that have like little diamonds on trees, and you can point towards them and look for them and find them.
So, do you recommend winter camping to people?
Not unless you've had some outdoor experience. Not somebody that's just gonna go out there, because you really gotta look at the weather. You've got to have the right gear. If you don't have the right gear, you'll freeze to death for sure.
So, city people don't winter camp.
Mostly, yeah, I'd say city people better not winter camp. Unless you've got somebody that's really experienced with you. I've taken my girlfriend out there, and so you can do it as long as you're with somebody that knows what they're doing and you have the right gear. Because if you don't have something that's waterproof and things that are going to keep water out, you can't do it.
Great.